26 to 6. As Mark Twain may have said, rumours of MySpace's demise have been greatly exaggerated. It's not well, that's for sure, but at least someone thinks it's worth buying at a bargain price, however. Look, to be honest, I was a bit surprised at this. I thought that MySpace, as a social networking site, was done. I didn't even join it in its heyday, but then I am always a kick behind play. So this afternoon, I'd like to hear whether or not you've joined MySpace in the first place and whether you've used it, say, in the last, 2 years, or has Facebook and other networking sites completely overtaken that? Maybe you've even thrown Facebook aside and you've picked up on Twitter and that's all you use these days. So what is it that MySpace has that someone might still want to buy? Stilgarian is a freelance technology writer and broadcaster. He knows this stuff. Still, good afternoon.
G'day, Lindy. You said you didn't have a MySpace profile.
No, I didn't.
I did for a little while, but just found it such an ugly mess of a site.
So you were never a fan as such. I mean, you used it because,
no.
I mean, really at the time that was the only way that you could sort of communicate with people in that form, wasn't it?
Well, it was, but it's also kind of part of my job to know about this stuff.
Yeah,
please,
well, yes.
Have a look, you know, see how they're going. But the thing with social networking sites, it really is about, you know, has the critical mass of your friends joined it that you think it's worth you putting in the effort to maintaining your presence there? You know, it's a bit like choosing which pub you go to. You don't go to a pub that none of your friends are ever at.
Yep.
And that's what happens. Look, MySpace was doing pretty well. I mean, it was leader of the pack for a while there, and certainly leader enough. In 2005, that's only 6 years ago, Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation paid $580 million for it. Today, $35 million.
So they're just crying, aren't they?
Rupert lost $500 million on the deal, and, you know, plus opportunity costs, plus loss of reputation.
Why would anyone want to buy this then? What are they going to do with it? Are they going to keep it in its current form?
Well, that's the big question. It does have still around 35, 40 million unique visitors a month. So it's not dead. And Facebook has perhaps, hundreds of millions of regular users. And the other issue is the amount of time they're spending on site. People who use Facebook spend a lot of time on the site. And given that all of the income is from advertising, you know, that's the whole equation. It's how many people times how often do they visit times how much time do they spend on the site. Now, MySpace has tried to recover somewhat in the last couple of years by getting away from the messy teenager's bedroom look to try and become more of a music and entertainment focused site with tools to help you manage your band and,
yep,
and build up your fan base and so on. So it's interesting, therefore, that one of the investors who's put money in is Justin Timberlake.
Yes, I saw that. And do you think that's, you know, that social, that being in the social network has moved him in a whole new direction where he thinks he could be quite powerful in this way?
Look, he's always been reasonably cluey about how technology is unfolding, as, you know, as much as it goes. So he's not a stupid choice, and we still don't know how much money he's put in. But the new buyers is a company called Specific Media, which not many people know much about, but essentially they're a company that works out how to more effectively target advertising at you. And again, that's what this business is about. MySpace still has quite a lot of personal information, quite rich personal information on several tens of millions of people. And that, you know, has value. Effectively, they bought all that information for about $1 per person, which,
yeah,
is not a bad price.
It's not really what I'm thinking about. In fact, I was reading about Shelley Palmer, who you may know is this tech expert I've spoken to in the US before this, has said that MySpace is expected to generate $180 million in ad revenue this year. So I guess how did they sell it? Why was the sale for only for $35 million? Could no one actually do the maths?
Well, the thing that is important to realize in the moment in the US, there's another dot-com boom happening. And people had not invested in risky companies during the global financial crisis the other year. And so all of the big investment firms have cash reserves. And they're at the point now where they think it's safe enough to start spending the money again and doing investment.
Yep.
So there's a lot of investment happening in the States. There's a lot of inflated, or some people think overly inflated, prices being paid for companies. MySpace is seen as a relatively safe one because it's not a completely new startup. I mean, it is there. It is getting 30, 40 million visitors a month.
It's a brand name people know, yes.
Yeah. And all of that. So there is a base to start from to resurrect it in some way. So it's not a stupid investment, I suppose. But the thing about that venture capital investment world is that unless something is growing at almost cancerous growth rates, it just doesn't get any media attention. So even 2 years ago when they were saying, MySpace is dead, it wasn't dead. It was just chugging along nicely with 100 million users.
It's funny, isn't it, how times have changed. Still, Garian is with me. He's a freelance technology writer and broadcaster. We're talking about the supposed death of MySpace and, indeed, what might supplant it. Of course, it was supplanted by Facebook and by Twitter to a different extent. But what is next? Give us a look into the future for that.
Well, Google would like very much for the next thing to be Google Plus, which they launched this week, which is Google's social network. Now, on the surface, I haven't had a chance to dig around in it yet because I haven't got an invitation yet.
Oh, you've got to get an invitation to do it.
Well, what they do is to start the network slowly so they don't suddenly get too many people joining for them to manage their server capacity. They feed out invitations to a few people and then let them invite their friends and a certain number of friends and so on. So at the early stages, it grows slowly so they can get the bugs out of the system and just make sure they're ready. But the kind of feeling I'm getting back from people is that yes, Google has essentially copied a lot of what's in Facebook because it's just good, sensible things to do, but they're hoping that they'll get the growth from that because there's a certain love-hate relationship with Facebook. For example, I was one of the people who refused to do business with Facebook from about, I think it was May last year. There was a protest over Facebook's privacy or lack of privacy policies and behaviour and how they tricked you into opening up your personal information more than you thought you might have been. And that's kind of how Facebook operates. Although, you know, Google's had some privacy disasters as well over the last couple of years. So, you know, whether they're just another, I don't know, a leopard with different coloured spots, remains to be seen.
It really does. Thank you, Still. Always good to talk to you about this.
My pleasure.
Still Garian, a freelance technology writer and broadcaster with some thoughts on what's going on in the social networking world. I hope that Andrew at the Australian Traffic Network was listening because he has to secede, he reckons, from doing lots of social networking on various sites like Facebook, like MySpace.